Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Keep up the good work.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate that you share your opinion.
Hot Radio Maine.
I super appreciate that they're in line with Marv.
Maine's Hit Music Channel.
So we got Spo's in here on a Friday. Feel good, good Friday, if you will.
Is it good Friday?
It is good Friday, yeah. So feel good, good Friday. You're breaking the number one rule, no gum on the air.
Yeah, I was going to say, that has to be the most annoying thing I've ever heard.
Sorry, everyone.
Disgusting.
I was like, ugh, I need some gum.
Feel good. Hey, I would say the number one rule is actually don't swear, which you've already broke.
You've
so then the number
that.
Two rule.
Yeah. So no, I felt like that swear wasn't that bad.
But saved it for later.
I'm just trying to get kicked off the radio today so I can sleep in.
Feel good, good Friday. Let's go around the room, see what everyone's feeling good about. If you got something you want to share, feel free to text in 207-807-1104. Feel good, good Friday, Tara. What are you feeling good about?
Well, I'm feeling good because this weekend is Easter and my sister and I are doing something very non-traditional. We are just going to get brunch together for Easter. So I'm excited for that. And I just got paranoid that I didn't actually make the reservation. So I am confirming that the reservation is made. We are
Wait,
all
can you
good.
Show it to me?
Yeah, why?
I just want to see where you're going.
We're going to Joseph's.
Ooh,
I
fancy.
Love that place. I love
where
that
is
place.
That?
In OOB, right?
Yeah, it's right on the water.
There's a fancy place in OOB?
It's the one fancy place
Come
in
on,
OOB.
Come on, there's plenty. No, I love that place. My family has gone there for years.
Did they rebuild after the fire? I remember there was
a
fire.
Yes, they did.
It is really nice, especially during the summer, though. I don't know how it'll be.
We used to go a lot for Easter brunch growing up, and this year plans got shifted around. So we said, you know what? Let's have a sister day.
Actually, this weekend's going to be really nice. It's going to be like high 40s, I think.
Oh, good.
And I know Saturday is going to be sunny, so you might get a good one on Sunday, too.
I hope so.
That's nice because the weather's been crap all week.
Right? Feel good, good Friday. Spo's, what are you feeling good about?
I'm just feeling a general gratefulness I'm going to go with for today. Really got nothing to complain about. Still riding high off, you know, album release, which is a relief to get out. And people seem to like it still. And just been grinding on all sorts of stuff behind the scenes for the rest of the year. And
can we talk about that music video you just showed us? Or is that a secret?
No, we could talk about that. Yeah, I'm definitely hyped about that. So I just showed Ryan and Tara a music video that I filmed at the dentist office in Wells the other day, but it's not my video. It's my daughter Ivy's video because they asked us, shout out to York County Pediatric Dentistry, which is a mouthful. But they had asked me if I would do, like my kid was there getting some done and they were like, hey, would you ever do something for, you know, like some content for us or like make a song. And I was like, definitely not.
Come on.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not, what am I going to rap about a dentist office or whatever? But then I was looking at my daughter, Ivy, who's there, who's 10, and she's, I don't even know how to explain her, but she's this like fearless, super confident.
She opens for you at your concerts.
She opens my concerts with no practice and no fear. She's just fearless. And so I go, maybe Ivy could make something for you. So I made a little beat. Ivy just freestyles this amazing song. I chop it up, move it around.
That was freestyled?
I literally just turn the mic on and let her go for like 4 minutes. And then I take the parts that are like gold. And that was it. So
she's very talented.
She doesn't write it. She just freestyle because she doesn't care. She just doesn't care
just
that much about anything.
It.
And so, but her real passion is like dancing. So she choreographed dance moves for all the dental hygienists. And we went in with my friend Sarah Violet, who's a real music video director,
yeah.
And like filmed this video for the dentist office. So be on the lookout for that.
It's awesome.
Hopefully they told me they were going to maybe pay for ads so it could be at like Smitty's on the, like before you go to the movies.
That would be
and if
so
I'm
good.
Ivy, I'm just like, I don't know what Ivy thinks about any of this because she really doesn't care, seemingly. Like she just, like I would
She's
show.
Like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, exactly it. Like I'm like, hey, do you want to watch the video? I edited the whole video of you performing at the concert for like 1,000 people. She's like, no. Slay. You know,
oh, to be 10 again.
I know. I mean, she just, I keep saying she makes no sense, but then everybody kind of looks at me like, really? Because you perform as a job? And I'm like, I guess so, but like, it still is mind blowing to me. Shout out her and shout out YCPD.
Yeah, I can't wait for the video to drop for everybody to see it. It's awesome. She does care about some things because she put in work to choreograph the entire thing, which is crazy. And there is legit dance moves going on in the video.
Yeah, she sent them. Well, because the day before the video, they go, hey, did you guys have any moves for us or anything? And Ivy goes, and I'm like, Ivy, do you have any moves for them? And she goes in her room and I think 3 minutes goes by and she sends me a video to send them. That's, she's like, step out, step out, step, you know, she's like choreographing it.
Amazing.
And they, we showed up and the hygienists, to their credit, are practicing like it's, you
that's
know,
so awesome,
some sort of school project or something. And they crushed it. So shout out to all them.
I mean, look out Adonis, look out Northwest. Here comes
she's
Ivy.
Coming. Yeah, Rumi Carter's got a feature on the Beyonce album. Watch out, Rumi.
Yeah, watch out for Ivy.
Yeah.
Last night, North was an answer on Jeopardy. So
really?
Maybe that could be Ivy one day.
Ooh, I hope she's an answer when we do Jeopardy later today.
No, that's cheating.
Feel good, Good Friday. I gotta be honest, that's my feel good, Good Friday, is you guys are gonna be in a Jeopardy match against each other later.
And you're Alex Trebek.
And I get to be Alex Trebek, and I get to... look smart because I have the answers and the questions. And
I feel like I'm going to faint from the pressure.
I would get all of these wrong. So
Tara wanted this smoke.
I'm excited to have a front row seat. Tara said that she would crush at College Jeopardy. Spose said she would not. In fact, Spose said that he would smoke you in College Jeopardy. So we have put together this challenge for later today. And we'll see
how it goes. Well, now I'm panicking because it's not really coming together how I envisioned it.
I can't wait.
We don't really have, you know, the budget for a full set.
For a giant LED board.
Tara thought I was going to come in here with a PowerPoint presentation with the blue squares and everything.
Okay, well, that's what I would do.
Would you?
Put in a little more effort here.
No, bro, he doesn't have to do any of this. He doesn't have to do
it. I spent an hour last night digging up questions.
This is the most effort I've ever seen him put in on this show.
Spose even hit me last night and was like, do you have a top five for me? I'm like, I'm really focusing on this Jeopardy thing. I think we'll do Jeopardy this week. We'll go back to top fives next week.
I am very excited that you actually put this together and we will be, you know, competing in Jeopardy against each other. But I'm nervous because I'm a visual learner, and when I watch Jeopardy, I am reading the question, I am hearing them saying it. So for you to just say it, I feel like it's gonna go in one ear, one out the other. I'm gonna look like a big dumb and I'm gonna lose.
Can we I mean you're trying to get out ahead of losing is what's happening here. You're trying to like you got this, Tara. You're gonna do great.
Yeah, that's what
you're a great listener.
That's how I like look at sports. I'm like, the Celtics are definitely gonna lose this game, and then I'm still hoping that they're gonna win. But I think by saying that, right, I've set my expectations at a low point. You know what I mean?
Sometimes I'll even bet on a team I don't want to win, so that no matter what, I win. Like if my team wins, I get the dub, and then if the other team wins, I win some money.
Yeah, that's a sick way to look at it, but
it's twisted. But
yeah,
can't wait for Jeopardy though. I'm excited.
It's gonna go down. We'll do that in the 9 o'clock hour.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time, man.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
Sam Bankman-Fried was sentenced to 25 years in prison for stealing $8 billion through his FTX cryptocurrency exchange scheme.
Damn.
Prosecutors had sought a longer sentence of 30 to 40 years, but he got 25. They built something really beautiful. I threw all of that away, the 32-year-old said of his team at the company. Manhattan U.S. Attorney Damian Williams said Samuel Bankman-Fried orchestrated one of the largest financial frauds in history.
So what was it? It was a crypto app, just like Coinbase or something.
Yeah.
And he would buy stuff and he's just like skimming off everybody's purchases. And
he also had a ton of celebrity endorsements.
Yeah, they're all like Tom Brady, Larry David,
Giselle,
was even involved.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they all like co-signed FTX.
Yeah, Larry David did I saw an interview where they were like, why did you do that commercial? It's like, I don't know. I don't know anything about that. I had a friend that was like, yeah, you should do this. This is a good idea. So I did it.
Larry David?
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure my friend J-Spin, who cuts hair at Main Street Barbershop in Kennebunk, cut this dude's hair. Like, I think he's like local somehow.
Really?
Yeah. What? Sam Bankman. Is that this guy? His name's Bankman.
Yeah. Bankman-Fried.
Bankman captive. I think J-Spin cut his hair.
Interesting.
He's like, look him up on the news.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
What was he doing?
J-Spin's usually listening to the show, so maybe he can hit me up and let me know.
Maybe he like
born in California.
Was vacationing here.
Could be.
And happened to pop on down there.
Kennebunk's a ritzy
spot. Has J-Spin cut any of the bushes? Get it? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't think they do that in public.
So when you said it, it clicked, and you're like, oh my God. That was a great joke.
I was like, whoa, my mind instantly went to a junior high kid, and I was like,
I think that costs a little extra. They do have a little secret downstairs there, so maybe that's where they trim the bushes.
Oh.
Interesting. I was talking about like the Bush family.
Oh, yeah, me too.
What else we got for five things? Oh, here's where you can watch Cumberland's Julia Gannon on American Idol next. Her platinum ticket allows her to skip the first round of the Hollywood Week competition, which is going to be the focus of Sunday's episode. I guess she's still going to sing on Sunday's episode, but she's not going to be up for like elimination or anything.
Have you seen her singing?
Yeah. So good.
Really?
Really good. Yeah, she was good. We played it, was it Monday after she got that platinum ticket?
Nice. Good for her.
So she's likely going to find out if her American Idol journey continues on Monday's episode. That's when the judges are scheduled to reveal the top 24 contestants. So if she makes the top 24, we'll find out on Monday, and then she'll proceed from there. Sunday and Monday episodes are going to air from 8 to 10 p.m. on ABC, so you can watch it there.
American Idol is on ABC?
Yep. And then
I'm out of the loop.
150 singers are going to be competing during the Hollywood Week, and that's the week that she gets a skip.
Dope. Okay. Cool.
Basically, she got a bye because there's three people that audition that they give this platinum ticket to, and it's like, oh, you're way better than
it's like
everybody.
A skip around.
So she gets to skip that round.
Dope.
So we'll be rooting for her Sunday, Monday, and can't wait to.
What's her name?
Julia Gagnon.
Let's go, Julia.
From Cumberland. She's a USM student. Pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
University of Maine's men's hockey team enjoyed its best season in a dozen years, but it came to an end last night with a 3-1 loss to Cornell in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
I did put it on TV.
Did you?
Yeah, so it was on like TBS, or it was on like a legit channel.
Yeah, I mean, it's the NCAA tournament.
I put it on and got distracted because I don't watch hockey. So
what?
I didn't watch it. I watched maybe 5 minutes of it.
I don't watch either, but it seems like a crazy situation. Their freshman goalie, who had started like the past five or so games, was sick, and they decided to go with the other guy to put in net. That has to be crazy for that kid to be like, I can't play today in the biggest game of his life.
Yeah, well, I follow the play-by-play sports announcer for the Maine Black Bears and avid Spos fan, Jeff Mannix, on Twitter. And he said that this backup goalie actually had performed really well earlier in the season. So he was like hopeful going into the game. Like, this guy, I think he'd won like player of the week or something.
I think he did the majority of the games for them. He started the majority of the games, but then
it's just the young phenom was coming up and
took over recently, I guess. Dang. Yeah. I think he did like,
I'm sure he's hurting because he's feeling like I could have stopped those goals. And
maybe, yeah. But there is still some Mainers involved in March Madness. Anna DeWolf of Cumberland and her number 2 seed Notre Dame Fighting Irish are going to take on the 3 seed Oregon State today, 2:30 p.m. in the women's basketball Sweet 16. And then you got Gorham native and Indiana baller Mackenzie Holmes, who's going to play number 1 overall seed South Carolina at 5 p.m. I believe South Carolina is undefeated, so that's going to be big upset if they win.
Mackenzie, I watched Mackenzie Holmes the other day in whatever, I forget who they played, but she was cooking.
Yeah, I think she had 29 in the first game.
She's a legit baller on the scale of anybody, you know. She's a big time player. It's not like we just have a player on the team. Like, she's a legit great basketball player.
And last thing for five things, it's Easter weekend, and today is Good Friday. Good Friday is a Christian holiday commemorating the crucifixion of Jesus and his death at Calvary.
Is it really good?
That's what I was wondering. I'm like, why do we call it Good Friday, but it's the day that he was crucified? That seems like a bad Friday.
The whole thing's a little messed up, if you ask me.
And then Sunday is Easter. Easter's a celebration of the resurrection of Jesus. Also, Easter Eve, the Easter Bunny sneaks into children's homes while they're sleeping and leaves a basket of goodies and hides eggs for them to find.
He always does it outdoors at my house.
Oh, he did it inside for me. But I grew up, well, you're in Maine. I was going to say, I grew up in Massachusetts where it was
Massachusetts.
Snow
we don't
sometimes.
Want the Easter Bunny to get shot out there lurking around Worcester at night. Yeah, no, I mean, Good Friday being about Jesus being murdered and then Easter being about him coming back from the dead. You religious people, a little creepy. It's a little creepy and messed up to me, but I will still celebrate it. And hopefully the Easter Bunny brings us some eggs. Cadbury mini eggs, my favorite.
Ooh, really? That's the number one. Wasn't that the number one in Maine?
Cadbury cream egg.
Yeah, I hate those.
Yeah, I don't.
Those
like
are disgusting.
Those. Oh, you don't like the Cadbury cream eggs?
No, like, that's like what a dinosaur. Like? It's the mini eggs, the Cadbury mini eggs. They got like a hard shell and they're chocolate on the inside. I could eat a bag of those.
Okay,
it's like a larger M&M.
Yeah, but like better chocolate ish. Yeah.
Tara and I share in the thought that the best Easter candy is the Starburst jelly bean.
Starburst jelly beans are definitely the best jelly beans.
They're way better than any other.
Although there's some fire jelly bellies. Like, I like a pear flavored jelly belly.
Sometimes I like to go to Old Orchard Beach and I'll get the package where there's some disgusting ones and some, like, it's either lime or it's a
marshmallow. Yeah, gross.
Like, which one are you going to get? What is it called? Bean Boozled?
Yes.
That is five things you need to know me how to make by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Accidents happen to be their specialty. 207 Call Joe or online at joebornstein.com.
Hot Radio Maine.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
50 Cent and his ex, Daphne Joy, have gone back and forth online for the last several days. The battle began when 50 referenced Joy's name, appearing in the $30 million sexual assault case brought by Rodney Little Rod Jones against Diddy. In the filing, Jones claims that Joy was a sex worker, and 50 and Joy are parents to Sire Jackson, who was born in 2012. So he started attacking her online, calling her a sex worker. Then Joy posted a lengthy reply to 50 saying, "Everything is a joke to you until our safety is compromised, which is happening now. You are wreaking real havoc." And then she added, "Let's put the real focus on your true evil actions of raping me and physically abusing me."
Yeah, I saw this. I saw something about it on X, Twitter, or whatever it's called at this point, and I went and read her post on Instagram stories, and 50 Cent has been selling shooting people and violence his whole career, so I guess I'm never like super shocked if those people are abusers.
We were saying yesterday that his closet must be incredibly clean the way he's going at Diddy.
Right.
And apparently this is just an accusation. We don't know if it's true or not. 50 issued a statement. The disturbing allegations in the sworn pleadings recently filed in a court case related to Daphne Joy, the mother of my 12-year-old child, has required me to take all necessary legal actions to protect my son, Sire. The most recent false and baseless accusations by Daphne Joy are clearly in response to my decision to seek sole custody of my son. My son, Sire, is my main priority, and keeping him in a safe environment is my only focus at this time.
Well, in that same Instagram post though, she goes, "You moved like a mile away from us to be around your son, and you only saw him like 10 times in a year,"
right?
Which is not a lot.
More updates on the Diddy
bro
incident. Young Miami's dealings with Diddy could get her in some trouble. She was recently added to the Lil Rod lawsuit. Jones alleged that Carisha Young Miami transported an illegal drug called pink cocaine for Diddy in 2023. And according to the lawsuit, a witness then saw Diddy use the drug backstage at a festival in Virginia. So you got
what
50 Cent's
the
baby mom as a sex worker, then Young Miami being labeled another drug mule, I guess, for Diddy.
Why are we drug muling? I didn't even know that was still like a thing.
Well, I thought it was wild that the kid they arrested in, was it Florida?
Yeah.
Was like
a D1 athlete or something.
For like Syracuse.
But also that makes sense. I mean, how do you end up around Diddy if you don't have some sort of like successful thing?
Right.
Young Miami, I just, as a lifetime fan of Young Miami being super hot, I hope she gets away with whatever this crime is.
Is it actually pink?
Yeah, what is pink cocaine?
I don't know.
Also, a festival in Virginia has to be Pharrell's festival. It's the only festival I can think of in Virginia.
That's a good point. Yeah, I didn't even try to figure
it's
out.
It's like
the
when
festival.
They're like a Philadelphia rapper who dated Nicki Minaj. It's like, ooh, who could it be?
Some more updates for you on the Diddy drama. Albie Shore wants Quincy Brown to come somewhere safe. Quincy is Albie Shore's biological son, and Diddy is Quincy's stepfather. In a social media post, Albie wrote, "Come home. The door is wide open. You're safe here, son. I love you. Pops, you're biological." He then felt the need to tag his foundation/podcast. So I guess never a bad time to plug.
Well, it's just like 50 Cent when he, but he's always done this.
He's always put the
He always
liquor.
Says something ridiculous and then puts a hashtag, whatever liquor he's selling and hashtag. I mean, I guess it's just good
I don't
marketing.
Really like when celeb parents do stuff like this on social media. Just call them.
Yeah, I don't
and
even like
when. If
they
have your number blocked, they probably don't want to talk to you.
I mean, airing out your parenting issues or your family issues on social media is lame at every level of humanity, whether you're famous or not. Like, it's trashy if you're just regular people. And so when you see celebrities do it to 20 million people or whatever, it's like, that is reckless.
Do you think celebrities feel the need to do it because there's like this pressure on them to, you know, stick up for themselves, or, you know?
Yeah. And then when they do post, it comes off as disingenuous because it looks like they're posting selfishly to clear their name, not because they actually care.
Right. Which is what 50 did. 50 was like, whoa, these allegations went out there. Everyone's expecting him to respond. So he's like, well, now I have to put my private stuff out there and say, hey, I think it's, you know, dubious. I think she's basically doing this because I want sole custody of the kid. If you didn't know, Al and the late Kim Porter had Quincy back in 1991, but Diddy basically raised Q. And in 2009, Q actually wrote an open letter to Albie Shore and scolded him for not being in his life. So they haven't always had the best relationship.
Okay, so he's kind of looking at this opportunity where Puff Daddy's arrested, and or is he arrested or he's on the run?
He's nothing.
Yeah. They just raided his house for evidence.
They're still looking for stuff.
Okay.
This was more of an opportunity to take a shot at Diddy than it was to be like, come home, son. Like, I feel for your safety.
I mean, Quincy's got to be old, though.
Yeah, I want to say he was like 15 or 16 back in 2009 when he wrote the letter. So,
what are you telling a 30-something-year-old man to come home?
Basically.
He's probably good, man. He's probably chilling.
I mean, he wasn't at the house when the...
He's at Meek Mill's house
when
the
raid happened and the other kids were arrested or detained.
Yeah.
In a lengthy Thursday Instagram rant, Ye decided to talk about the Kendrick Lamar and Drake beef. Wes wrote, everyone knows I washed Kendrick on No More Parties in L.A. Everyone knows I washed Drake at the Free Hoover concert. And then Wes added, I made Yeezus, Dark Fantasy, Pablo, Graduation, Throne, 808s, Throne again. I made Runaway, Devil in a New Dress, Father Stretch. Bow, I am bow, the bow. Only person to come back number one after cancellation. There is only one GOAT. I stand with me. My friends call me Ye. This gives off big, hey, no one's talking about me. Look at me energy.
Yes, it does. That's my man. I posted it and I said, Ye, can I get this on a t-shirt? I love this. I love this energy.
That's what he's saying to himself in his head.
Yes, it's a I think he's feeling like, hey, why is nobody dissing me? Why is nobody like, why is
over here?
Remember me? And this is what he needs to just remind everyone for himself. Certainly big time ego self-worth stuff sometimes with Kanye that he battles very well.
Well, he got what he wanted because Sheck West came back hard and dissed him.
Yeah, I saw Mo Bamba here in the comments.
He said, you stole my whole cadence, flow, beat, tempo to get a number one.
Wait, I thought they were friends.
He's
apparently not.
I thought they worked together.
He's not credited on the album.
No. Because Carnival literally is that song.
Yeah, the first time I heard Carnival, I was like, oh, he sampled Mo Bamba.
Right, I thought Sheck West was on it. I thought there was some vocals from Sheck West on it, but no.
And then in my yay apologist pro Kanye lifestyle, I was like, it's a little different. It's different.
Yeah. It wasn't different when you first heard it, but now that Sheck West has spoke out, you're like, nah, take it easy.
All right. Yeah. No, I'd already in my head thought of, well, they're going to say this sounds just like Mo Bamba. What's my defense? That song, however, still number one, or has been number one song in the world.
Yep.
The week or the weeks of this Puff Daddy thing where he literally says in the song, I'm Puff Daddy rich. That's me too, me rich. Which is wild to have in a song right now.
Well, Puff Daddy apparently was at Rolling Loud and tried to meet up with Ye, and Ye dodged him and didn't want to talk to him at Rolling Loud.
Wow.
So that's interesting.
Ooh, I like that.
I was like, wow, Ye's like, I don't want to be seen with you.
Well, he wasn't saying anything on stage either because they didn't have any microphones and they were just like pantomiming. So maybe he just wasn't talking that night.
Yeah, it was vocal rest.
Did he?
During your concert. That turned into a listening party. One last thing for Dirty on a 30. Beyonce's Act 2, Cowboy Carter, has arrived.
Yeah.
27 tracks on this album was released this morning. It's currently being memorized by every single person in the Beehive. Post Malone, Miley Cyrus are both featured on the album.
What a nice surprise.
Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson, they do appear, but they're just on interludes on the album. And did you get a chance, either of you, to listen to it on the way in?
Well, it's 27 tracks, and my drive's about half an hour, so I made it through about half of the... I looked at where I was at when I pulled in here, and I made it to the Post Malone song. I think I skipped an interlude or two to get there because I wanted to hear the Miley Cyrus and the Post Malone one. And those were highlights for me on the record. I really was surprised that the Post Malone joint is this. Have you heard it?
No.
It's almost like this, like, sexy time song.
Sexy.
Yeah, it's like kind of horny, and I was a little surprised about it. Little country songs.
Yeah.
It's kind of dope. This is one of my favorite ones on the
really
that I heard. Yeah. Well, I mean, because to be honest, this genre doesn't really, I don't like country music.
Well,
you know, so it's like, I wouldn't even call this country. This is almost like folky, like Americana. I don't know what. Like, it's definitely a lot of acoustic guitars, but the second song is a cover of Blackbird by the Beatles.
Yeah, it's definitely a genre-bending album. I don't think it's like a full-on country album.
Well, remember,
she said,
this is not a country album.
Well, and so up until track 11, it is a country album with a cover of Blackbird by the Beatles and Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Is country?
No, but it makes it. It's like a country rendition of Blackbird by the Beatles. And the first song appears to be a song about like the Country Music Awards where they didn't embrace her. But track 12 is Spaghetti,
which is like a hip hop joke.
Which is she's rapping her ass off, and which I love. I love when Beyonce raps. That's why I love the Carters album so much, which is super underrated in my opinion. And Spaghetti, I was like, keep going. I just wanted like a second verse.
Well, I think Spaghetti and Tyrant. If you haven't made it to Tyrant, Tyrant's definitely got
bars.
Yeah, or more of like a hip hop beat to it.
She can do anything. She's a great rapper.
I think Bodyguard's a great track too.
That's cool. Yeah, I like that one. I mean, to be honest, I wasn't big on Texas Hold'em, but once you listen to these six songs in a row, Texas Hold'em really hits.
Okay.
It's like, oh, all right.
Texas Hold'em's girl. I think that off of first listening, I need to sit with it for a little bit longer after just like skimming through it. I think like Jolene's going to be a smash.
I mean, it already was.
Yeah. So here is a little bit of her rendition.
She changed the lyrics a little.
She did. It was, I forgot, like, what is Jolene? It's more of like her, like, saying, like,
stay away from Jay-Z.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like she makes the lyrics.
I'm begging you, please don't take my man.
Yeah.
So what does she say?
She's basically like warning her, don't take, like
you better
she's
not
begging.
Like, I will, is Wayne Brady going to have to choke a bitch?
Yeah.
Is basically.
Here's a little bit of Jolene.
Yeah, I don't know the original lyrics to Jolene exactly, but...
Is Jay-Z shouting something in the faint background of that?
I hope so.
There was someone shouting something. I saw rumors already.
I don't know what it was saying.
There's always been this rumor that she's had like a side thing with her bodyguard, and then she has a song called Bodyguard.
I'll be your bodyguard.
I've never heard that.
On the album. Yeah, that's always been the...
I've never heard that, but I was thinking for some reason on the way up here about how... about the Carters album, because this, you know, it all was like the Lemonade and then the 444 and then the Carters album. And the story, Jay-Z has the line about like picture some other dude playing football with your son. And then I was just thinking, like, who would Beyonce date if she was not with Jay-Z?
Yeah, like, look who up would all the conspiracy be? Theories. Like, he was the bodyguard at on the tour with her. There's a lot of like people saying that's her
I've
guy.
Never heard that. I've just heard the rumors that Jay-Z cheated on her, not once, but multiple times.
Well, maybe that's her hall pass.
Maybe they have a deal.
Yeah. I will play you one more little clip, though. This is Two Most Wanted. This is the one featuring Miley.
Oh, with Miley Cyrus. I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die.
Can you just
just already see them performing it at the Grammys?
That gave me Stevie Nicks vibes.
It feels like this is definitely her run for album of the year.
Well, this would be kind of BS if they give her album of the year for this, but she made the Beyonce self-titled album and Lemonade and Renaissance, and they don't give it to her for any of that. They're like, oh, you made some country music, we'll give it to you now. Yep. But the Miley Cyrus song is cool and good for Miley Cyrus, who, like, I don't know if it feels like this to you, Tara, because you're a little younger, but like Miley Cyrus was not taken super seriously initially.
She was by me.
Yeah, she was like, it was like Disney girl.
Hannah Montana.
Does Party in the USA.
Idol.
I just, to see her make it to revered singer on the level of Beyonce is pretty cool.
Yeah, that has to be a bucket list moment for her right there. That's your Dirty on 30. It's made hot and made by Side by Each Brewing. Beer, coffee, and food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Get chicken and waffles for brunch this weekend at Side by Each Minded Ave in Auburn.
Hot mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Yeah, every morning.
All right, Boston Calling. Final pair of tickets to give away. Megan Thee Stallion, Ed Sheeran, Killers, Renee Rapp, Jesse Murph, who's got this joint with Jelly Roll that we've been playing.
My drummer Ryan Curlis is playing.
Oh yeah, that's right. You mentioned that last
time. With the Wolf Sisters. So they're playing Boston Calling. You can see Ryan Curlis. Tell him I said hi.
That's cool.
So Boston Calling tickets, you get 3-day festival passes, so you can go to every single day, and that includes, of course, the day that Megan Thee Stallion is going to be there. And this is the last pair of tickets we're giving away on air. The last pair of tickets you can win from us is going to happen on site at CSL Plasma this afternoon. So if you don't win these, you can show up there and get in the running. We're going to pick our winner at random out there between 3:30 and 5:30.
Where is CSL Plasma?
It is.
In case I need to win these Megan Thee Stallion tickets.
I believe it is. It's either in the region or it actually is the old Bugaboo Creek in SoPo.
Word. Yep.
By the mall.
Yeah, I know
right?
where that
it's
is.
The old Bugaboo Creek. Yeah. So it's that building. We'll be
I
out
hope
there.
They still got a moose on the wall.
That would be amazing. They should have kept it.
Might be a little off-brand.
Wonder who got all that stuff when it shut down.
Oh, I don't know.
Of all the places that shut down, Bugaboo Creek taking the L is a bummer.
It is a bummer. All right, so for the final on-air pair of Boston Calling tickets, 207-807-1104. Tara, what are we doing?
TikTok taught me. Fill in the blank.
Okay, so something you learned from TikTok. It's not all bad, social media. Sometimes you can learn something. What's something you learned from TikTok or Reels if you're old like me or any social media at that point?
Instagram Reels, which is like TikTok from a month and a half ago.
Yes. 207-807-1104. Answer that and you'll be in the running for the last pair of on-air Boston Calling tickets. Tara, what did TikTok teach you?
So TikTok taught me how to replicate the cold foam from Starbucks because I've gone on the Starbucks website and the ingredients that they show, it never got frothy enough. It never got thick enough. Something was missing and it never tasted right. I couldn't figure it out. All the times I would Google the recipes. So finally I just went on TikTok and I typed in like DIY Starbucks cold foam. And I found all these girlies that are playing barista in their kitchen and they've mastered it. And I used the trick. And now anytime I want cold foam, I make it and it's so good.
I was going to ask you who taught you because I feel like...
I don't know their names.
There's this guy...
I watch a different video every time I need the recipe.
There's this guy that looks like he's like related to Method Man, but he spills all... He's got this secret book. I don't know if you've ever seen him. He's got this secret book.
The Starbucks secret book?
Well, no, it's his secret book. And he has all of like fast food secret recipes in it. So he does like the Chick-fil-A sauce. And he'll come up with this wild story about how like some employee did him wrong. And he's like, so here I am. And then he like releases the information on how to make
it. Oh, yeah. Okay, I've actually seen this.
Yeah.
I want the cheesy Gordita Crunch sauce, whatever sauce that is, so fire.
And people have been saying he looks like Method Man. In the last video I saw, Method Man actually did a video with him where they're dressed up looking like exactly like each other in the same outfit, which is pretty funny.
That's funny.
Shout out Method Man.
Which is kind of crazy. It's kind of cool for like some kid just making TikToks. He's like in his 20s and blows up because he's releasing air quotes around his secret recipes. And now he's doing videos with like Kevin Hart and Method Man and getting millions of views. Crazy.
Just stay in your lane, man. It's great.
Yeah. All right. So we got cold foam, Starbucks, DIY.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose what has TikTok taught you?
I mean, this is going to be kind of, sometimes I talk to people and I sometimes have to remember if it was my therapist or if it was TikTok who's told me something because I really have ended up on All sorts of like therapy related self-talk, vibrational energy, TikTok stuff. And there's all sorts of it. And it's all, I don't know, backed by science. So it's not all kind of witchy like concepts. And so basically just like learning that like the things you say to yourself in your head actually is your reality. Like, because this is what essentially I learned this from TikTok, that like your life can happen to you, but it's really what you think of your life and what you tell yourself about yourself that you actually believe. And so like if I look in the mirror and I just point out to myself in my head, you know, my flaws, that's what I believe about myself. But if I look in the mirror and I'm like, you're the goat, you're the, you know, whatever, you actually start to believe those type of things. And so TikTok's helped me have better more positive self-talk.
So it's helping. Yeah, it's helping you, because I've had situations where I'm like, I don't think this person knows how they come off to other people, and they genuinely believe that they are something else because they're doing that.
Oh, like their positive self-talk, like, so is like delusional.
I never do that. I am not that kind of person. It's like, well.
Well, there's a line, I think.
Well. I think there's a self-awareness maybe issue with some of those. I just think like your self-perception and the way you perceive yourself is can be altered.
Yeah,
you know?
should be nice to yourself.
Right. And well, because there's one thing I saw on TikTok that was like, talk to yourself as you would talk to somebody you really love and really like. Because when you think about it, like you're way harder on yourself, and like way you speak. It's like I wouldn't speak to somebody I like. I wouldn't even speak to somebody I kind of don't like that.
That's right. So you know? True.
And so I've been trying to be way better about it, and I think it's helped. Shout out TikTok.
All right, mine's a lot less deep than that. I was gonna say that I learned that
some recipes.
No, I learned that it's easier to peel a banana if you go from the bottom than from the stem.
How?
I do that because I saw that somewhere too.
Yeah, if you pinch the bottom, it's so much easier than having the crack. It's so much easier and less messy than crack. My entire life I spent.
It was a struggle.
I spent like cracking the stem and peeling it from there. But now if you go from the bottom, it's how monkeys do it. And
I was going to say, were you guys a bunch of gorillas?
Yeah, that's how monkeys do it. And it's because it's so much easier. Yeah, literally from the bottom. And but every time I have a banana,
perforate it to tear it.
It just pops. It's so. I wish we had a banana right now.
I wish we had a banana. Let's DoorDash
so
a banana.
Much
it is.
My booking agent's supposed to bring me a vinyl test press here at the station. Maybe he can bring us a banana and we can do this.
That'd
on
be
air.
Nice.
Can you bring banana?
He's gonna be like, what?
he'd pull up. I've asked him for weirder stuff.
Jonathan from Lewiston, what did TikTok teach you?
TikTok taught me how to make pizza dough without yeast, and it's so much quicker. And I used to go and buy pizza dough balls at like Shaw's, but they're usually like frozen, so I'd have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes out great every time, as long as you don't make it like super thick. But yeah,
so it's a thin crust, obviously, because there's no yeast.
Right? Yeah. Yep.
All right. Crazy. Yeah. Shout out TikTok. Man.
TikTok shop is really pushing this pizza oven on me, and I want to buy it.
Buy it. It's going to explode.
Oh, man. Did I tell you I bought the big ass calendar off TikTok shop?
I think you did.
Did it finally come?
No. I got a refund, and they were like, oh, we can't send it. It's like, bro, I got like 20 ads for this for days, and you can't just send me a calendar?
I'm so tempted. The TikTok pizza oven keeps going down in price. It was like $60 the last time I saw it, but it does get to 800 degrees, which is kind of sketchy for something.
No. Do not buy
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's an at-home, like, you put it on your counter?
Yeah. It's literally a 12-inch pizza that it makes. You put it on your counter, it gets to 800 degrees. It cooks the pizza in 6 minutes.
I do not trust that.
You buy the pizza dough, you put it there. Jonathan's going to do it. I can tell he's into it.
I feel like I would actually look that up to see how much is it.
Right, I was like, with the coupon on the TikTok shop, it was like $60-$65 the last time I saw it.
That's not horrible. That's like a blender price.
Yeah, that's, you know, not bad.
That's not that much.
All right, we're going to put you in the running for these Boston Calling tickets. We got a couple minutes, and we're going to call back a winner, so you might get a call back from us, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
On Facebook. Finish the sentence. TikTok taught me nothing. I never downloaded the app.
Of course.
On Facebook.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Ashley in Buxton, TikTok taught you.
TikTok taught me mewing.
Oh, man. My kids are all... I didn't know about mewing. I just learned about it from them.
What is mewing?
And then it all clicked when I was going through TikTok. I was like, oh, I got it now.
Ryan Delon doesn't know what mewing is. Will you explain?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So it is, I guess the kids are doing it to get better jaw lines.
Yeah, like
you. So you put your tongue to the top of the roof of your mouth, and then you, like, flex the muscles in your neck to get a thinner jawline or a more defined jawline. And I guess the kids are using it as an excuse, like at school when the teacher calls on them, they like hold their finger up, like, hold on a second, I'm mewing. They like point to the jawline. I don't know. It's a whole thing, I guess.
So my,
I have a middle schooler, so.
I don't want to embarrass her, but like my oldest daughter had her boyfriend over the house, and her siblings, my other kids, are all accusing him at dinner of mewing. They're like, you're mewing right now. And I just felt so bad for this dude
because
he's just trying to survive dinner over at
at
dad's house.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
Are you like a cool dad with your kid's boyfriend, or are you like tough? Like, do you say, like,
know,
I got
man.
A shotgun for squirrels and boyfriends?
No, I'm not a shotgun threatening, you know. I don't know, man. I'm trying to navigate it. It's to be honest, I was like stoked when his mom came and picked him up, and I was like, all right, it's over.
That's hilarious.
Survived it.
Brittany from Auburn, what's something that TikTok taught you?
Meal night.
Meal night?
Stuff for dinner.
Oh, so you're just learning a bunch of recipes,
yes.
You're saying?
I've got this really good grilled chicken sandwich that I make that all the kids love.
Mm.
Ooh,
nice.
What's the secret?
Yeah, it's got balsamic glaze on it, and it's on ciabatta bread with a fresh mozzarella and lettuce, and it's so good.
I love the three-ingredient meals because I just, every day that goes on, I get more lazy and I don't want to cook. So if I can have a three-ingredient meal in like 20 minutes, I'm making it.
Yeah, there's just not enough time in the day, I feel like.
I know.
Autumn in Freiburg, what is something TikTok taught you?
Okay, so whenever you're going to go make mashed potatoes, you can take a whole potato and cut the skin all around the center of it and boil them whole. Then after they're cooked, you put them in cold water, and then the skin will just peel right off, so you don't have to hand peel.
Oh!
Let's go, TikTok. That's wild.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I usually just buy the, like, fake.
Instant.
Yeah, instant potatoes. Mashed potatoes.
So nothing wrong with that.
Those are also good, though.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, for like holidays and stuff, I gotta have the real.
Yeah, I like that.
I was recently in a potato peeling contest.
Oh, I saw this. By the way, I totally forgot about going to Mulligan's with you guys.
You didn't show up.
I saw your videos and I was like, oh, crap.
Anyways, it's fine. People were asking about you. He said, nah, he's a busy guy. Album just dropped. But yeah, I did, what did I do? 5 in 90 seconds?
I wouldn't even say that. I would say you did maybe 1 or 2, and then you started cheating, and you'd do 1 peel and throw it in the barrel.
Oh, it wasn't full rep.
All right. Well, that's a good answer. Wow. I'm going to have to try that new method. Ashley from Bangor, finish the sentence. TikTok taught me.
When you have I don't know if this has already been done, but if you're boiling water and it starts to overflow, you can put like a wooden spoon across it and it prevents it from boiling over.
What?
I have tried this.
Why?
I don't know. The science behind it, I don't know.
You just know it works. You've done it.
I've done it. It works.
So I'm boiling a pot of water for pasta. It inevitably goes over and I have to lower the burner. But instead of doing that, I just put a wooden spoon across the pot and it never goes over?
Correct.
Huh.
Correct.
Let's go.
I'm going to have to try that.
I like that. Thank you, Ashley from Bangor.
You're welcome.
Justin in Freiburg, TikTok taught you what?
It has taught me to put in some paper towels while cooking some hamburger to absorb the grease. No more spilling it, no more draining it into any more cans either.
Wait, you put it in while you're cooking?
Yeah, right when it's about done and all that grease is sitting in the pan, you just throw in a few paper towels and mix it around. It absorbs up all the grease. No more mess. Just pick it up and throw it away.
But the paper towels don't, like, catch on fire?
No.
On your stove, you're talking about, like, stovetop burgers you're making.
Yeah. Yeah, any type of hamburger. I use it all the time now.
So what happens? You take the hamburger out, or are you mixing in the paper towels while the hamburger's in there?
I mix in the paper towels while the hamburger's still in there.
Huh.
It separates the grease completely.
Freiburg coming through with all the facts this morning.
I was doing a HelloFresh recipe once, and it needed ground beef for pasta, and it wanted me to add the red sauce to the meat, and I'm like, there was way too much grease, so I just thought, I'm just going to stuff a paper towel in there, and I tried it. I didn't know it was a common thing.
So you've done this?
Yeah, but I didn't know it was what you were supposed to do.
Freestyled that?
I freestyled it.
Yeah.
And it worked great.
That's awesome.
Shout out TikTok.
Brittany in Auburn, what did TikTok teach you?
The Drake leak.
The Drake leak?
His music?
No, no, I think she means his junk.
Yeah.
So what kind of content were you seeing?
Because they can't post the video.
Right. It was censored, but you could just tell.
Okay, so it was the actual footage and they were reposting it on TikTok. I thought you were going to say people making fun of it because I saw some videos of people like reenacting it with like a sock and it was very crazy.
Yes, crazy is the word.
D-Lon, have you still not seen this video? Tara, have you seen the video?
Obviously. The second I saw...
It's the background on Tara's phone.
The second I saw people talking about it, I searched and searched until I found it.
Did you... So you saw the blurred video on TikTok. Did you search the unblurred video after you saw the blurred video?
I've seen enough, and my kid also seen it on TikTok.
What?
Yeah, I found out about it.
That's not cool.
I found out about it from my 14-year-old daughter.
No.
Who was like, Drake. And I was like, what? And she goes, you didn't see? I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. So I had to Google it.
Probably reached himself.
Hey, this is Justin.
Justin, this is Ryan, Tara, and Spose at Hot Radio Maine.
Hey, how's it going?
Funny to talk to you so soon again. You know what we're calling you about?
Being the winner?
You got it, man. We picked your text. You're going, boss of calling.
Awesome.
Hey, 3-day festival, Memorial Day weekend. You are in there. Congrats.
Awesome. I really appreciate it.
Who are you going to take with you?
I'm going to take my fiance, actually.
Beautiful.
Her birthday's coming up.
Let me guess. Her name is Autumn.
It is.
What? It
is. Wait.
Psychic.
How did you know that? Hasn't Autumn been trying?
There's been an Autumn from Freiburg that's been trying all week, so I figured Justin was stepping in to try to help out.
I was.
That's so nice.
I like that. Yeah. Well, I like that effort.
Well, we're not hooking her up. We're hooking you up, so you get the brownie points when you take her.
I definitely appreciate it. Thank you. You guys are amazing.
Who are you guys excited to see out there?
Pretty much all of them. She's just been pumped to go. Her friend ended up winning the tickets in the beginning of the week. That's just been her whole thing that she's just been wanting to go. Oh, Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, there she is in the background. Megan Thee Stallion, of course.
She's like, don't you dare embarrass me.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, well, you guys are going. Congratulations. You got a pair of tickets.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Hope you guys have a great day.
Ticket giveaway made hot in Maine by CSL Plasma. Do the amazing. Donate plasma at CSL in South Portland and help save lives. Receive up to $200 your first week. Visit them at 264 Gorham Road. Or at cslplasma.com for details.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
All right, in this corner.
Is it time?
It's time. It's Hot Radio Maine Hot Mornings. Brian DeLon, Tara Fox, and Spose. So, a couple of weeks ago, this happened.
I could do Jeopardy College Edition.
No, you could not.
Why?
You're smart, but like you got to be like mega smart.
Have you ever watched the college ones?
Yeah.
They're way it's easier. Hard. He doesn't think I could do college Jeopardy.
I think I'd smoke you on Jeopardy.
Ooh.
I can't I'm amazed by Ryan DeLon's preparedness. I know you were kind of unimpressed with some of his preparedness here, but like to have that clip ready to go? Come on.
Well, let's not forget we're a week late.
I'm setting the stage. Yeah, it's 2 weeks later, but whatever.
Okay, sure.
We're here.
Well, okay, all right.
And the challenge was issued. I've got together 15. Actual College Jeopardy questions. These were all on an episode or episodes of College Jeopardy. I went through a few episodes and
wow.
I put together a bunch of these questions.
This is the most effort that's ever gone into anything at this show, and I'm so impressed by it. I love it.
So how it's going to work is we don't have a full Jeopardy budget. Sorry, Tara. We don't have the blue board up and all of that.
Well, maybe a PowerPoint at least.
No
so I
PowerPoint.
Can see the question.
I'm sorry. So people that are listening can play along as well. Instead of buzzers, you're going to be cat.
Okay.
And you're going to be dog.
And it's for all the dogs.
And I'm going to read the question. And just like Jeopardy, you have to wait until I'm done reading the question before you can buzz in. You have to say cat. You have to say dog. Whoever says their word first gets to answer the question. We're going to play to three. So first person to get three correct wins. If you buzz in and you guess incorrectly, you go back one. So it's minus one.
Or if we don't guess. Like we buzz in and
buzz
we don't,
in
have
and you
an
don't
answer.
Guess.
Yeah.
If someone buzzes in and guesses incorrectly, the other person can guess still, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
You can take over. That's how it works.
See, I'm just confirming.
And just to one other thing, if say I say dog and she says cat at the same moment, can we rock, paper, scissors to see who gets it if you feel like it's a tie?
Sure, we can do that, I guess.
Okay, I just figured there might be a tie.
We'll deal with that if it happens.
I just figured maybe there's a tie coming up.
I was just going to be like the judge, jury, host. I'll figure it out.
I'm also nervous, I'm just going to say. Because if I lose to Tara after saying I'm going to smoke her, I probably can't go out in public anymore.
Okay, so 15 questions. If for some reason we get through all 15 questions and somebody hasn't hit three, then whoever's in the lead wins. If you're tied, you're tied, and that just means you're both terrible because you didn't get to three. So
okay,
and I'm just glad that I'm the host and I don't have to worry about flexing my knowledge because some of these questions are really tough.
Oh, I'm nervous. Okay,
are you ready?
All right.
Historic potpourri is the category.
Okay,
and the question is: this first permanent English settlement in America was named for a king across the pond.
Dog. What is Jamestown?
Plus one.
Okay.
That's the correct answer.
Ding, 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 ding. I need like a sound effect or something.
All right.
This is tense. You don't even have any music playing. You need like the Jeopardy theme under
You
did great. I'm sorry.
Thank you. All right. I got the questions.
Production value next time.
Next time we'll get the sound effects and I should have at least had the song loaded for Jeopardy, the classics. So we're 1-0. Here is your next question. Category is lyrics to remember. This singer, Don't Show Up, Don't Come Out, Don't Start Caring About Me Now, Walk Away, You Know How.
Cat.
Dog.
Dua Lipa.
What is, dog, what is Dua Lipa?
I forgot you had to do that.
You're both wrong. It's who is Dua Lipa.
No, you can say what is Dua Lipa.
Thank God.
So you're at negative and you're back to zero.
I forgot.
That is not the case. You can say what is Dua Lipa.
That's not the question.
Okay, all right, sure.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you would get that wrong in Jeopardy land if you said what is Dua Lipa.
I don't think so, but I'm willing to take the, okay, sure.
All right.
Sure.
Let's see here. This is We've Got the Blues category. Royal crayons in the blue family include Azor, Baby, and this shade that's also a gemstone associated with the U.S. Southwest.
I have two that came to mind, and I didn't want to guess them because I...
Didn't want to lose a point.
Can I say what I was thinking?
Sure.
I was thinking topaz.
Incorrect.
Oh, turquoise.
Turquoise would be the correct answer that we're looking for.
Royal turquoise?
It's Just About Time is the category. Playbill says this period lasts 10 to 15 minutes.
Dog, what is intermission?
Correct.
I'm not enjoying this.
I knew you weren't going to enjoy this 2 weeks ago.
Well, because I can't, I've said before, I am not an auditory learner. I'm a visual learner, and it's really messing me up. I'm staring at you. I never look at you. I'm staring at you trying to
You're not
to
that far
decipher.
Behind. It's one spose, negative one Tara.
Yeah, you're in the game.
I don't like it.
You're in the game.
A Place with Direction is the category. It's about 450 miles away from Greenland. And the magnetic one is on the move heading toward Russia. The answer we're looking for is, what is the North Pole?
Yeah, I didn't want to risk it on that one. I wasn't sure. Could have been a satellite or something.
And now for something completely different. That's the name of the category.
Oh, okay.
These dog-like carnivores weren't laughing so much after losing a 1999 war with lions in Ethiopia.
Cat.
Dog.
Cat it was me.
Cat got off first.
What are hyenas?
Correct.
Yahoo!
All right, so we're 1-0. You're catching up.
I'm even happy for Tara just
Thank
to
you.
See her not be miserable and complainy.
You are every day.
So this is Mythic Constellations is the category. Leo is a lion, and not just any lion, but the Nemean one slain by this hero.
Hang on. Did you pronounce a word wrong there?
No, I did. Leo is a lion, and not just any lion, but the Nemean one slain by this hero. Hercules.
Yeah, I was thinking Hercules, but I didn't know for sure.
It was like one of the tests that he had to go through, and he choked out the lion. He couldn't use any weapons.
Nemean?
Nemean lion. I don't know what that means.
Okay, I thought you were trying to say Mayan, but
no, Nemean. Abbreviation is the category.
What's the score right now?
1-0, Taro.
Okay.
Abbreviation is the category. The answer is On the Clock in Denver, MST.
I don't want to risk it. I don't know what the S.
Mountain Standard Time.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. I did. Now I'm nervous about getting them wrong. So if I'm not 100% sure, I don't want to ring in.
That's how I feel. I don't even want to throw a guess.
But that's actually how Jeopardy is. It's like, I'm not sure. I'm not ringing in.
B between 10 and 20 is the category. And the answer is...
Stop saying answer.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
You give me the question.
You say the question.
Oh, okay.
I do the answer.
I'm frazzled now.
I'm wondering if Tara's ever seen Jeopardy.
When writing...
I told you I am not an auditory learner, please.
When writing a haiku, you must use this many syllables.
Dog.
All right.
15. What is 15?
No.
Well, he was wrong anyways.
Okay.
What is 17? But you had a guess because it's between 10 and 20 was the category.
Yeah, I was like, it's got to be between, it's, you know.
17.
All right, we're tied at zero.
All right, you got, hold
on.
How many more do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got 6 questions left.
What are we waiting a second for?
Because you said the answer. Okay, see, he said no, but then we talked too much. And I'm remembering I can buzz in.
She should have had a chance. Yeah. But he said the answer, so.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
All right, well,
so when I get it wrong, you can be like, Tara.
Disorganized.
Oh, my God.
How am I the target here?
No, you're doing
great,
D-Lon. You're
the guys that were beefing.
No, this is, yeah. Yeah. You're doing fine, D-Lon.
All right. Commencement is this category. You ready?
Yeah.
This Cleveland Museum opened its doors September 2nd, 1995, and celebrated with a concert.
Dog, what is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
That is correct. It's 1-0 now. And we move on to Double Letters Within is the category here. Double Letters Within. The art of training a horse in precise movements, perhaps to prepare for a competition.
Cat, dressage. What is it? Oh my God, I can't. What is dressage? I can't.
I'll give it to you because we'll call it even because I didn't give you a chance to answer rebuttal on the last one.
But also you could say dressage and what is dressage like would work.
I can. How many seconds do I have?
You have like 10 seconds to answer, usually on Jeopardy.
What is dressage? So what are we at now?
So I'm embarrassingly tied with Tara
right now at one.
It's 1-1. All right. This is going to end in a tie and I don't have any bonus questions. So.
Well, what the?
We'll just have a rap battle if it ties up.
Horror films is the category. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ewan McGregor plays a grown-up Danny Torrance in Dr. Sleep, the sequel to this 1980 classic.
Cat, dog. What is The Shining?
Tara's in the lead.
Wow. 2-1. All right. This is a clever title for the category, Tick Tock, words that end in tick. So Tick Tock, words that end in tick, T-I-C. I know you're visual, so if it was on the board, you would see
thank you.
T-I-C. In quotes. Yeah. Yep.
So here is your answer. From a Greek word for to select, it can describe one's taste in music if they like rap, classical, and salsa.
Dog, what is eclectic?
That is correct.
Let's go.
We are tied. We got 2 questions left. It's 2-2.
Wow.
It's coming down to this.
You said T-I-C-K.
No, he said T-I-C, in quotes. Yeah.
T-I-C.
That's why I clarified.
God.
I'm going to beat this guy up.
All right. We got 2 questions left here.
Wow. This is intense.
It's 2-2.
Yeah.
First person to get one right.
Win. Oh, we just win at 3,
we just win.
Right?
Yeah. This could be it right here.
Let's go. Okay.
And the category is, are you ready for this?
I'm scared.
Religion.
Okay. Here we go.
In the King James Version of the Lord's Prayer, there are the 4 words that follow Our Father, which art in heaven.
Cat, hallowed be thy name. No, what is hallowed be thy name?
Was the question even finished being asked?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
What is hallowed be thy name?
That's correct.
Tara won.
Ah, I can't believe it. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Thank
For all the complaining
God.
That you did, you came out on top.
Oh, my God. I'm sweating. I'm shaking.
Expose has left the building.
Oh, I can't believe it. Here. Thank God.
Oh, and he's taking the Beyonce cut out with him.
Thank God.
Oh, with 1 question to go.
I love you, Jesus. Thank you.
Religion did it. Neither are you the most religious people I know, so.
But I did know that one.
Would you like to know the last the last one just for funsies?
Just for funsies.
To see if you guys would tie after 15.
Nothing's fun right now, but yeah.
So this last question, the category would be 1-word movie titles.
Okay.
James McAvoy struggles with 23 personalities.
Cat, what is Split?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she might have beat me to that one, too.
It's a great movie.
I'm so disappointed in this.
Well,
I know
I had fun doing this morning show with you guys, and I'm done now.
Really strong. You started off really strong.
I would like to say that
making me nervous.
I was rooting for Tara because I just knew that my life would be more
enjoyable if you didn't have to listen to her complain for the next 2 weeks. I'm much better at taking L's than Tara.
Yeah, I was like, I hope Tara, because I'm gonna have to listen to this for like weeks. I'm in here every morning.
You did wrong that made it. Yeah.
Yes, if I lost, it would have been all your fault.
Yeah. Well, maybe in a couple weeks we'll do a rematch and we'll make it a little.
I'm good with this.
All right. Yeah, you're going out on top.
Yeah, I don't ever want to maybe lose to Tara. Again,
maybe
so I'm
we
good.
Could try Wheel of Fortune. Because you said you're better at that.
Yo, if I lose at that, though,
right, I'm out. I'm out of here. This sucks.
All right. It's been fun.
All right.